Cheery, Preston. The real estate market back on track. Realtors certainly hope so, but a lot of them admit extending the first-time homebuyer's tax credit is what saved them again last month.
The sales pace is now 24% above a year ago, and we're at the highest level now in more than 2.5 years.
National Association of Realtors' Walter Maloney. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
It appears first-time homebuyers rushed to their realtors in October. That's when a first-time homebuyer's tax credit was supposed to expire, and sales of pre-owned homes were up more than 10%, a much bigger increase than economists had expected. The National Association of Realtors says about 6 million homes sold last month, the fastest pace of sales in almost 3 years. Houses are relatively cheap. The median price, $173,000, is 7% lower than a year ago. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Consumer Product Safety Commission says it has found a link between defective drywall from China and corroded pipes and wires in homes that use that drywall. The commission's Scott Wolfson says there also could be a connection to homeowners who have complained of health problems.
The cumulative effects of hydrogen sulfide plus formaldehyde plus other compounds could cause the irritant health effects like those reported by families living in problem homes.
He says no new Chinese drywall has entered the U.S. this year. A big recall of baby cribs is expected soon.
It's the latest recall of a crib with drop-down sides. In the last couple of years, several million cribs with moving sides have been recalled after babies were entangled or suffocated.
ABC's Elizabeth Leamy in Washington. President Obama holding a rare nighttime meeting of his war council to talk about the way forward in Afghanistan. NATO is asking allied nations to commit more forces there. That is four more U.S. troops were killed in the latest violence, along with five Afghan civilians. Strong day on Wall Street, Dow up 131, NASDAQ up 30. You're listening to ABC News.
My name is Ram, and my tank is full. I am fueled by optimism, driven by passion, a can-do spirit in a get-it-done body. I'm less talk and more action. I play to win, and I don't expect a ribbon for participation. I'm built to reward the people who climb behind my wheel every day. I lead by example. I walk the walk. My name is Ram, and I'm giving Tough a smarter name.
As a snowman, I normally avoid a hot party, but when I saw what great deals Walgreens has, well, I just had to share.
Hey, we're a little short on ice. Do you mind?
No problem. Ooh, that tickles. Walgreens has great prices on drinks, snacks, candy, everything you need.
Nice scarf.
Thanks. It was a gift from my grandfather. He was a glacier. Go to Walgreens.com now to get your $5 off coupon good for a purchase of $25 or more on almost anything in the store. Walgreens. There's a way to find your joy. Limit one per customer. Void where prohibited.
What bugs you the most about shopping? Consumer Reports surveyed people and found that waiting in line, even when stores have registers open, is what makes people the most mad. People also don't like stores asking you personal information when you check out, like your email address, and they hate ads that say half off everything when they don't really mean everything.
You'll look at the fine print and you'll see that the sale doesn't pertain to, and they'll give a gigantic list of brands that usually are the high-end or the luxury brands that are excluded from the sale price, so you're left with nothing but the turkey's carcass.
Consumer Reports' Todd Marks. Police in California are investigating attacks on redheads at a middle school.
Nasty, yes.
The attacks may have been sparked by this episode of the popular cartoon South Park.
Ginger kids have no soul.
The characters take part in Kick a Ginger Day. Ginger is slang for a redhead. At least two redheads at a middle school in the town of Calabasas were attacked last week, including Hannah Kriegler.
I'm actually kind of scared because I don't want to be like, because I've heard many people have gotten kicked many times.
Police say the students at the school used Facebook to spread the word about Kick It Ginger Day. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Several Senate Democrats and Republicans want to permanently ban the words mentally retarded and mental retardation from all federal law books. They say those words should be replaced with individual with intellectual disability or just intellectual disability in all pertinent education, health, and labor statutes. This is ABC News.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It's that time of year again, Rose.
Yeah, Medicare open enrollment.
My son and I were talking about prescription drug plans. I compared my options and I like what I have.
Now's the time to review your Medicare prescription drug and health plans. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
So how is little Billy?
Little Billy is 42.
Open enrollment ends December 31st, so visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
I'm Sherry Preston.
ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Chris Brecher, and here's what's happening around the Bay Area. The State Unemployment Fund will end the year $7.4 billion in the red. That includes almost $5 billion borrowed from the federal government, which has to be paid back in 2 years. Oakland has the third highest crime rate in the country in 2008, says a new report from CQ Press. Richmond is number 14. Now the Bay Area's best traffic coverage. Here's Terry Rouse.
In Castro Valley on City Street, it's an injury accident. Castro Valley Boulevard east of Crow Canyon Road. Two vehicles partially blocking the roadway. Bay Bridge, West 80 between the base of the incline and the S-curve. Left lane closed for speed enforcement right there until 3 o'clock. Bay Area residents, it is now illegal to burn firewood and fire logs during a winter Spare the Air alert. Please check before you burn at sparetheair.org and 1-877-4-NO-BURN. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
The weather forecast from ABC7's Mike Nico says sunny and in the 60s. Today and tomorrow into the 30s and 40s at night. This is KGO Radio News.
Advice for Life with America's Doctor, Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome once again to the program. All right. It sounded scary at first. Maybe it'll turn out to be that way. Norway reporting 3 cases of a mutated H1N1 virus. Now, 2 out of these 3 people were killed by this virus, and 1 person almost died. And the big question is this a new virus? Is this going to just start spreading like crazy? And it's unclear. It's unclear. They think this is not the virus mutating in the population, but a spontaneous mutation that happened in those 3 patients. We were just talking about spontaneous mutations. That's the driving force behind evolution. In other words, the fact is that for various reasons, your genes are always changing. When a mutation happens, and it's a good one, the simple example we gave was the horse with a longer neck. That's an advantage. A bad one, that's it. You don't reproduce. So obviously, health experts are concerned because we're now able, and this is quite an advantage these days, to be able to look at a virus and tell if it's exactly the same as a virus that's out there. So we'll watch that one for you. In Hungary, they're watching this. In Hungary, evidently, Santa Claus kisses kids. My question is, and the question here is, should Santa Claus be required to get a swine flu shot? One Santa Claus with swine flu could be devastating for a community, right? And what they are doing, they're not going to ban traditional Santa Claus activities. Now, in Hungary, Santa Claus comes on December 6th, when kids will find gifts in shoes that are placed on windowsills the night before. Christmas traditions are different everywhere. And it says, if Santa Claus is elderly, overweight, or has chronic illness and therefore belongs to a high-risk group category, getting vaccinated is particularly important for Santa Claus himself. But, of course, a lot of you would object to that, wouldn't you? I don't want to get into this. You know, there's been a lot of yak on the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops and how tightly they watch the health care debate. The main thrust had to do with abortion, but I also heard a little thread about caring for your fellow man. And I thought, that's not a bad thing to communicate to Congress, is it? Depends on your politics. Certain political persuasions don't seem to care about their fellow man or think that by not caring, you foster, you know, what people need to do to take better care of themselves. But that is what I want to ask you. Here's a natural spinoff of how involved religion is in politics today. And at first, this was rejected, but they're back again. Christian Scientists seek reimbursement for their prayers. Leaders of the Church of Christ Scientists pushing a proposal would help patients pay someone for prayer by having insurers reimburse them. The provision was stripped from the House bill that passed, but church leaders are trying to get it inserted into the Senate version, and the church has powerful allies. We have Orrin Hatch, Orrin, who says the provision would ensure that health care reform law does not discriminate against any religion. Well, what are we going to put in this? I mean, why would Christian Scientists have an inside track on this? Lots of people like to pray for their ill. opponents, of course, a coalition of separation of church and state advocates, pediatricians, child health activists, say such a provision would waste money, endanger lives, and amount to government-funded prayer. And what about if things go wrong? I mean, if a Christian, I need help from Christian scientists. If a Christian scientist, if you die, can you sue them? Is there a way to ask for a prayer inappropriately? And the truth of the matter is Christian scientists are not as hardcore as many people think. They don't tell you to automatically not see a physician. And Christian scientists are not high in the lists of people you see who have their kid taken away with them or prosecutions for the death of a child. They don't pressure people to avoid doctors like other groups. And they go over a case here of a Christian scientist where the child did die. And it was not a happy ending. So what do you think about that? Should we reimburse for it? Now, how about this? If the case that one doesn't stir you up. The National Health Service in England is proposing that couples facing divorce, hitting a rocky patch in their marriage, get marriage counseling, couples therapy. They're putting in a few hundred million dollars here into the NHS to treat depression. You know, mental health gets the short straw, doesn't it? Even in your, main insurance plan, somehow mental health isn't as bad as physical health, even though it can make you physically ill and make you feel worse. And they're talking here that, of course, it's expensive. And a lot of people, I'm not ready to propose this for our health care plan, whatever it turns out to be. But I would warn you that divorce is devastating to the health of all involved. Divorced people have soaring health statistics, especially women. The children do. Nothing can make you more miserable. So what would be wrong with the idea, at least, of coming up with something? Maybe it's an online intervention, online quiz or test, or something to get you thinking about the fundamental mistakes so many people make in their relationships. This is a big controversy in England. I understand it costs money. I don't think ignoring it completely is appropriate. It's a part of mental health, isn't it? And I certainly don't agree with spending money on that. That could go for more concrete type of gains in terms of health care. Similar subject, tell me if I'm wrong. One thing about Obama, you can't say he's sitting on his duff. The man has taken some big, big bites. Now he has taken today the biggest bite he has ever taken. Because he's concerned about how dumb we've become as a country. He's concerned that our kids are testing at 25th in the world in science and math. So he's come up with a hodgepodge of ideas, that all of which I think would be great to get enlisted, a lot of it employing media. The campaign's called Educate to Innovate. I mean, how are we going to do this in the future? It's been American engineering and American science, really, that has led the world to the world that we have today. And it's not going to be like that in the future. If you don't see the handwriting on the wall, then what? Anyway, we'll focus mainly on activities outside the classroom. And that's where kids learn to hate or become fearful of science. You see what we're going through now. You think about how a lack of education in this area, if you just have no idea, have no ability to understand medical advances, and you, let me pick one of my favorites, you don't vaccinate your kid and your kid dies, you see? Your poor science and math education cost your kid their life. Anyway, everybody's getting involved from Sesame Street to private sector, MacArthur Foundation. I don't want to go over all this as if I support whatever they can do. Sony's going to, throw out 100, donate 1,000 PlayStations with a game called Little Big Planet, educational game, software people trying to come up with video games that are educational. I don't know what we can do about it. Education is the single most important thing we can do as a culture. It is the most important factor when it comes to your health. Not how fat you are, not how much exercise you get, not how many, Big Macs you eat. It's your education. That determines how healthy you're going to be, and your children also. All right? Speaking of which, You know, when you send your kid off to child care, it's a different kind of child care, and the results in terms of something you never think about, how much TV they're watching. In a home-based child care program, kids are watching 2.4 hours a day. Considering you admit your kids are watching about the same at home, that means kids are watching 5 or 6 hours of television a day. That's half of their waking hours. Watching a lot of TV slows their language development, shortens their attention span, decreases cognitive development. The list goes on and on and on. With center-based programs, we're watching about a half hour of television a day. Home-based programs, look out. Okay, so here's typical. Politicians. A couple of places here, they banned chocolate milk. They banned chocolate milk in the schools, so what do you think? Kids aren't drinking milk. They're not getting the protein, they're not getting the calcium, etc., etc. Don't you love it? Don't you love these knee-jerk politicians who just don't want to think long-term or look at any rationale as to why they do what they do? The dairy industry is fighting back, of course, and after a year, this school district here, and I'll pick one here out of Chicago, banned flavored milk from elementary and middle school lunches, so the kids stopped drinking milk. Quote, says the head of the school, I'm sorry, the kids aren't drinking milk. Maybe it's better to have the chocolate milk than nothing at all. And now they're going to start serving chocolate milk again, only on Fridays, for the vitamin D, the calcium, etc., versus the added sugar. On top of that, here comes a study saying chocolate milk reduces inflammation. This is a flavonoid-rich cocoa that reduces inflammation, maybe slowing or preventing the development of hardening of the arteries. The effect was as strong as that seen with red wine. Yeah, that's right. Pretty soon, it's going to be chocolate milk as a health food and egg on the face of the politicians and administrators. So a little later, quickly, I do want to talk to you about the overall question of milk and your kids. A lot of you are being told, don't give milk to your kids. A lot of you are being told, give milk to your kids. What's the truth? Is milk good or bad for your children? How about this one? You saw this in the news this morning. A couple of dozen seniors here at Lincoln University are not going to get their degree because the graduation requirement stipulating their weight in Pennsylvania. Now, I understand the point of trying to get kids to slim down, but I know a lot of really, really, really smart, overweight people. And maybe some of them have genes that are working against them. And anyway, if you want to make this a criteria, then what's to stop you from picking anything? Anything that you deem is bad or unhealthy. Maybe the color of their skin. We can go back 50 years. What do you think about that? This is a black university. And this year's graduating class is the first to feel its effect. Once again, I'm not against the idea of getting people to be aware of their weight. But this, I don't think, is going to do it. Because on the same day, the feds passed the first federal anti-discrimination law in 20 years, prohibiting anybody from hiring or firing or determining promotions based on genetic makeup. So what's different? If you're overweight, I mean, would they approve this school that if you have the genetic makeup that predisposes you to obesity, therefore you can't graduate? And what is different? I understand your fear of the genetic thing, but tell me what's different than allowing the insurers of the federal government to know your cholesterol level or your weight or anything you can think of. Genetics is behind all of that stuff. So it's no different than if I refuse your access to my gene for heart disease that might run in my family or my cholesterol test. Again, federal law that's not been carefully thought through. Here's something a little similar. The double edge of Facebook again. Here's a Canadian woman. She took a long-term sick leave from her job at IBM for severe depression, etc. She's getting monthly benefits, blah, blah, blah. But on her Facebook page, there she is at a male striptease show. Looks like she's having a lot of fun. She's in a bikini here, bathing in the sun. They go on and on and say, this is not the picture of a woman so disabled by her depression that she cannot work and collects disability. So be careful what you post on Facebook. Well, here we go. This will be the first time if they pull this off. New drug application to the U.S. FDA to use embryonic retinal stem cells to treat patients with a very rare blinding disease. This will be the second approval for human embryonic stem cells in humans. There's a the other trial had to do with people who are paralyzed, but that's on hold. The FDA is checking on some side effects they saw in some animal research. The stem cells hopefully will make retinal cells. They have reversed blindness in animals. This is not everybody out there who's blind from inherited disease, but it is a beginning. I know a lot of you object to this, in which case, if you're blind from this particular disease, you do not have to avail yourself of this treatment. It's so simple. Live and let live. I've been saying this for 20 years. You might take joy when someone of your persuasion crams something down other people's throats, but you sure don't like it when the reverse happens, do you? Okay, as mentioned, we're going to talk about milk. Low fat, medium fat, high fat, all kinds of milk. Should you let your kids go near this stuff? Or is that only for cows? 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Again, 1-800-548-8255, or, of course, TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
Hi, this is Sally Field. You may not know it, but osteoporosis runs in families. My mother has it, and now I have it. So my doctor started me on once monthly Boniva. Boniva helps stop and reverse bone loss, so it's possible to do more than just stop bone loss.
Boniva Ibandronate Sodium is a 150 milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis, CRAD, and Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
You've got one body and one life, so it's important to have strong, healthy bones. Ask your doctor if Boniva is right for you.
Boniva, helps stop and reverse bone loss. For a free trial offer, call 1-800-4-BONIVA or visit boniva.com.
Look, I can tell you all the ins and outs of car insurance, but sometimes GEICO surprises even me. Like when it comes to paying your premium. They can automatically debit your checking account or charge your credit card. It's easy, paperless, and I suspect magic. I don't know how they do it. I mean, I know how GEICO can help save you hundreds on car insurance, but all that electronic stuff, poof, off it goes, and you're all good.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot, these are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org, and if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Hi, I'm John Riggio, the butcher at Lucky Supermarket on Lakeville Highway in Petaluma. When hams, turkeys, and roasts are on sale for the holidays, I like to pick up an extra one or two and freeze them. They'll come in handy for last-minute dinners and unexpected guests. It'll help save you time and money.
A free turkey for the holidays? Could you use that? Right now at Lucky, you can get a butter-basted, tender, succulent, master-cut turkey up to 14 pounds when you spend $99.99 or more. A free turkey, just for shopping at Lucky. It's that easy. We'll even give you some free pointers on roasting and grilling.
If you need cooking tips, recipe ideas, or custom cuts, we're ready for you here at Lucky.
Holiday traditions from our family to yours. Lucky, committed to low prices when you need them most.
This week at Lucky, save big on turkeys and standing rib roast. Jenny O, fresh turkeys are just 97 cents per pound, and Lucky's Master Cut standing rib roast bone-in are just $4.97 per pound.
Too short to put up with that stuff. Call Dr. Dean at 800-548-8255. 800-548-TALK. He's got time for your pain.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-TALK. Let's talk to Louise. How you doing, Louise?
Hi, Doctor.
Been waking up and getting kind of tingly and some numbness, and a little bit during the day, too, all over. It doesn't seem anywhere particular. This morning, well, actually not this morning, about a half hour ago, I took my blood pressure, and it was about 101 over 57.
Is that usually that low?
No, it's usually in the 60s. I mean, it's fairly...
No, that's splitting hairs. That's very, very low. You know, in general, we're taught in medical school, and a patient comes in and says to me, I have a symptom all over the entire body, that becomes next to impossible to sleuth out. And so we need to track it down. When you say numbness, are you implying that you're numb all over your body, everywhere you touch?
Well, it's mostly tingling, and then sometimes at night when I wake up, you have that kind of like I have an arm that I've feels like it fell asleep because maybe like I pinched a nerve, or you know how it feels like when you're
right. But you have that tingly sensation all over your body?
A lot of times, yeah. It's kind of getting more and more, but it was mostly when I was waking up at night. And then,
yeah, well, it's hard to say, but you mentioned your blood pressure, and that could be a hint. In Europe, they attribute, a bunch of things to low blood pressure. We don't do that here. And I've not seen, by the way, a significant medical literature that convinces me that low blood pressure is a disease. But they say people with low blood pressure can sometimes get symptoms like you're describing. And like in neurology, if you have a place that's numb or a place that's tingling, I mean, it's due to the nerve, so... It's not going to be every nerve in your body. There just is no disease that I know of that really tackles every nerve in your body. So it's usually pathways, an arm, a leg, the automatic system. The involuntary system. So I would say that's the only thing I could think of. I mean, people will tell you about a symptom like this if it was early on, if they had early... multiple sclerosis, they'll describe a tingling or numb sensations, but not all over the whole body. So I would say your blood pressure may be the issue. And in Europe, they actually give you drugs to raise your blood pressure. I'm not in favor of that. I don't think it's supported by the literature. So let's see if something else develops. Usually a condition like this goes away, or it starts to focus. And then when it focuses in one place rather than the body, we can make some... Make some inroads there. Let's talk to Marianne. How you doing, Marianne?
My husband is hypoglycemic, and I need trying to find out what we can do diet-wise to help him. He had a severe attack in the middle of the night the other night.
Well, are you checking his? So you check his blood sugars, so you know that they're low.
I checked it, and it was when he woke me up, and. I reached over. He didn't respond to me. I reached over, and he was all sweaty. Turned on the lights. The pillow was sopping wet. He was glazed. His eyes are glazed over. I gave him some glucose tablets right away, and then I tested, and it was down to 37.
Okay, so he is a diabetic.
No, he's hypoglycemic.
Well, what are they... And from what? It's a very, very rare condition. And, the hypoglycemia that we used to talk about here in the show 30 years ago doesn't exist. We started to take blood sugars of people. Out of 1,000 people who said they were hypoglycemic, who had symptoms of it, most of them were not. Their blood sugars were fine, so there was something else going on. If his blood sugar is going down that low, we got to figure out why. He could have an insulin-secreting tumor. He could have a whole bunch of serious things. What does his doctor say is going on?
Well, they really haven't said too much. I mean, they just said he's hypoglycemic and to watch his, keep an eye on him. And
no, we need more than this. I'm trying to think of the kind of, it's funny, it's an in-between thing. I would think an endocrinologist would be the best expert on that. If he was like you described to me, you can die from blood sugars that get down that low, and that usually is a side effect of diabetic medication. You need to see an endocrinologist and get to the bottom of this because there's something very strange going on here. And maybe there's some dietary things he could do to help, but in the middle of the night, I'm not so sure. Wow, interesting. All right, I want to talk to you about milk. Milk for your kid. What do you think about it? Good, bad, otherwise? You're killing them by giving them milk? 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. Some encouraging news from President Barack Obama. He says the U.S. economy has core strengths that will put the nation in good position for the long term. 37-year-old man who was taken off a BART train and arrested was involved in an incident earlier in the day. Police say Michael Gibson was arrested, cited, and then released on Saturday for assaulting a passenger on a Samtrans bus. Gibson's family is now claiming the BART officer who used excessive force in the incident on the BART train. CHP going after seatbelt violators over the four-day Thanksgiving holiday. Officers will also step up efforts to catch drunk drivers. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials closed the day up 132 points at 10,450. ABC 7's Mike Nico for Lloyd forecasting sunny and slightly warmer. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
Reagan, O'Reilly.
If you understand the value of taking good care of your car or truck, you're not alone. Our customers realize good maintenance habits pay off in longer vehicle life, better fuel economy, and more pride of ownership. They also know that Craig and O'Reilly makes it easy with brand names you know and trust, guaranteed low prices, and professional parts people. With over 3,400 locations, there's always a Craig and O'Reilly Auto Parts store near you. Do you know someone who loves to shop at Craig and O'Reilly Auto Parts? This holiday, why not give them something they can really use? A gift card. At Craig and O'Reilly Auto Parts, we offer gift cards in any amount, and they spend just like cash in every store. Craig and O'Reilly gift cards, the perfect stocking stuffers for everyone on your list. Get yours today. Craig and O'Reilly Auto Parts, the official auto parts store of NASCAR. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly, Craig and O'Reilly.
Start a new family holiday tradition and come to an exciting caroling fundraising event in San Francisco on Sunday, December the 6th. You'll ride in a motorized cable car and visit designated senior homes throughout the city and join in singing traditional holiday carols. After caroling, enjoy a warm holiday dinner at the Presidio Officers Club, along with a silent auction and prize raffle. This is an event for all ages, and parking is free all day. To purchase tickets, please visit www.cablecarcaroling.org or kgoradio.com/aging. Now, if you're not able to attend on Sunday, December the 6th, please consider making a donation to support this wonderful cause. Tickets and auction proceeds benefit CESP, a program of Institute on Aging. Once again, for more information, visit www.cablecarcaroling.org or kgoradio.com/aging. Happy holidays.
Thanksgiving is nearly upon us, and your Northern California Chevy dealers are throwing a Thanksgiving Day sale you are not going to want to miss. Right now, get limited-time factory cashback offers on select 09 Chevy vehicles in stock. It's the holiday event you've been waiting for. Now's the time to get $6,000 total cashback on select rugged and dependable Chevy Silverado half-ton extended and crew cab models. $6,000 off Tahoe and Tahoe Hybrid. Save up to $4,000 on the great-looking, fuel-efficient Chevy Malibu, which offers an EPA-estimated 33 highway miles per gallon. How about the sleek Chevy Traverse LTZ with 24 highway miles per gallon and $5,500 cash back? No one offers more vehicles rated a Consumer's Digest Best Buy than your Northern California Chevy dealers. And these limited-time cashback offers make this Thanksgiving the time for your Best Buy. The clock is ticking. Hurry to the Thanksgiving Day sale going on now at your participating Northern California Chevy dealer.
Available only on 20% of vehicles in dealer stock. The longest at program start excludes Malibu Hybrid. Not available with some other offers. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 11:30:09.
BevMo presents the holiday word, clink. Clink is the sound of two glasses kissing, which usually happens during a toast. Or when the glasses are very good friends.
Right now, BevMo's got great deals to toast to. Like Clos de Bois Merlot. Club Bev priced at just $9.99. Stella Artois 12-pack, only $12.99 Club Bev. And Grey Goose Vodka 750 for just $25.98 Club Bev.
ClinkMo, SaveMo, BevMo.
It's up to you to stop the flu, so cover your nose and mouth whenever you cough or sneeze. To find out more ways to prevent the H1N1 from spreading, visit cdph.ca.gov.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome to the program. All right, here's a piece on milk. And when I get a call from a person and they have a toddler and they ask me, should I give low-fat milk to my toddler, I'm against it. They need full fat, okay? And there have been some studies to find that if there is a real reason that a child might need reduced fat milk, that it's not going to kill them. But breast milk, you know, is a full fat milk, and that's what you're trying to substitute, right? Well, here are kids who drink full fat milk weigh 4 kilograms less than kids drinking medium or low fat milk. And it's interesting. No one knows exactly why, because it's maybe not, you know, maybe not cause and effect. Full fat milk kids may also tend to not eat other things. Maybe kids getting low fat milk are making up for it. You know, the studies when you take vending machines out of schools, the kids wind up at the end of the day eating the same amount of crap because they just eat it after school instead of during school. They self-regulate. That's possible. Kids who don't drink full fat milk are more likely to drink soft drinks and not getting full satisfaction out of the milk. And there's all kinds of differences having to do with vitamin D, et cetera, et cetera. There are a lot of forces out there to try to tell you milk is bad for your kids. A lot of forces, a lot of groups that hide behind their name. They don't say that they're radical vegan groups that are against all dairy or animals being used for the production of dairy, certainly for animals being used to eat. Now, I have no problem with anybody, you know, believing what they want to believe. What I do have a problem with, and this just has to do with the stupidity that exists today in some corners of media, is that people just don't know. People in the media don't know who a real advocacy group is. So when they don't put in the name of the group what they stand for, they get fooled. I saw an interview on one of the networks today, Network News, on vaccinations, and they just happen to have one of the biggest quacks going. I mean, somebody who's been, people try to get these licenses that, in real, you know, low level, not clever quacks. I mean, the low level kind. And they picked that person as an expert. So when a group comes along that tells you you shouldn't drink milk for your kids, look them up. Just look them up. You'll be blown away. Every one of them that I've seen has been a radical animal rights group. I got nothing, once again, I got nothing against animal rights. I think animals should get more rights. I got nothing against vegetarianism either. There was one. It's just when you, you know, cheat and lie and take advantage of how stupid people are in the media. That's not fair. That's not fair. All right, let's talk to Michael. How you doing, Michael?
Hello?
Yes. You're on the air, sir.
I want to ask a funny question. I want to know the function of breast in men.
The function of breasts in men. We get asked this all the time. Well, in terms of a function, a more important question is why are they there? Well, we're kind of in the middle. We're in transition. It's like, why is a belly button doesn't do you any good? And as we, when an embryo is created, there's a milk line. And that milk line, if you're going to become an animal, there'll be lots of breasts along that milk line. In the humans, it eventually develops either a pair of breasts in a female or the remnants of breasts in a man. A man can get breast cancer, so it's left over. And I suppose if you roll the clock ahead another million or 2 years, maybe nipples would disappear. But men have breast tissue. Some men claim there's an erotic stimulation there, and, you know, that doesn't have to have any more explanation than that. And I doubt that's the... Well, listen, I can't... Who is it for me to question evolution's direction? So there are a lot of these kinds of things in humans, and we're... See, we see us as finished. We're done. Where the truth is, we are all in transition. All animals, all living things on the face of the earth are evolving. It's just, we're just looking at a snapshot. You know, human experience, the 5,000 years of human history, if all of the time that the earth has existed were a ruler, human history would be, you know, obviously way, 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 way less than the thickness of one of the lines on the ruler. So the question is, for now... there is no specific function as in breastfeeding for the future. We can't say. Let's talk to Bill. How you doing, Bill? Welcome.
Doctor, thanks for taking my call. This is kind of a delicate question. In the past year and a half, I've noticed whenever I have sex and I ejaculate, I get a severe cramp in my lower abdomen. so bad that it actually detracts from the enjoyment of having sex, and it's like I'm almost doubled over. Is that the sign of a hernia or something else going
on? Depends, you know, depends where it is. Bill, I've had a lot of men ask that question the way you did. And I have never specifically come up with anything more than the following. A, there are a lot of muscles that cramp, that tighten up during that process. That's obvious. Is it just simply that effect? Or is there something else? I really think a man who has that complaint needs to have his prostate examined for prostatitis. It's just one of many glands that severely contract during the moment. And if they're inflamed, you know, the way here's an easier way to explain this. You look at mastitis in women, breastfeeding women. They get any inflammation in their breast, boy, they'll tell you they are sore. They don't want it touched. And until they express that milk, it's very uncomfortable. And there may be something like that going on in the prostate gland. So over the years here, I've had a couple of men come back and say, yeah, I had a non-infectious type of prostatitis going on. It's pretty easy to check for, so I'd see a urologist. Other than that, when you mention hernia, well, sure, depending on what your sex life is like. I mean, anything can pop and snap and cramp and all that. A sex act can be a very, very athletic event. And so I wouldn't be... I wouldn't be surprised. I've seen men with bladder infections complain of that, a whole bunch of stuff. So I think it just deserves, you know, passing it by a urologist just to be sure. All right. I'm Dr. Dean Adell, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK.
This is Gene Burns. Are you looking for some time away between holidays? Catch your breath in Sonoma Valley, a place we call Real Wine Country. A cozy escape, less than an hour from San Francisco. It still feels worlds away. Surrounded by November's glowing fall foliage, Sonoma Valley's historic plaza is bound to put you in a festive spirit. Cobblestone alleys, art galleries, and artisan shops like Bakshish Fair Trade Market make the perfect excuse to discover unique gifts and stocking stuffers just in time for the holidays. Sonoma promises ample accommodations for every budget. Relax at the elegant inn at Sonoma or find a homey hideaway through the Sonoma Valley Bed and Breakfast Association's diverse lodging list. Explore an autumn panorama in Sonoma Valley. Visit more than 40 premium wineries and check out real deals and great rates at SonomaValley.com.
For four generations, Shane Company's become famous for the sparkle and value of both our round and our princess cut diamond solitaire earrings. Shane Company also has the state's largest selection of solitaire earrings with natural rubies and natural sapphires in traditional blue, yellow, pink, orange, lavender, green, as well as sapphires in the light shades of blue. Because I personally buy these rubies and sapphires in Bangkok direct from the cutters and pay spot cash, you get a quality no one else has, starting at $125. Our sapphires are all natural, unlike many of our competitors that sell man-made product. Choose her favorite color for a Christmas gift that she will enjoy every day.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, Shane Company, in Cupertino, San Mateo, and Walnut Creek. Open weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at ShaneCo.com.
Curtis, what are you doing?
Testing my air duct O-ray gun.
Your air duct O-ray gun?
Yeah, here, shoot me and I'll shrink to a size small enough to climb inside and clean out our dirty air ducts.
I am not
You
going
have allergies
to...
and asthma, don't you?
Yes, but Coit is coming to clean out our air ducts for 35% off.
35% off is quite a discount.
Yes.
I'll shrink myself then.
Curtis!
Woo! I'm 2 feet tall.
Curtis, I specifically called Coit because they're professionals with specially designed equipment to clean out the dust, dirt, pollen, and animal dander.
Yeah, we have cats.
Plus, clean air ducts will help us save on energy.
I'll be in and out before they get here. Oh, it's filthy in here.
If someone in your home suffers from allergies, asthma, or other respiratory problems, or you'd just like to save on energy costs, call the pros at 1-800-4-COIT. You'll get a money-back guarantee and save 35% during Coit's air duct sale.
How long will you stay small?
Oh, I don't know.
Apparently not long enough.
I'm stuck. Call Coit.
Call 1-800-FORCOIT and save 35% during Coit's air duct sale. People you trust Coit.
Discounts do not apply to service charges.
Hi, everybody. Let's talk to Jackie. Dr. Dean Adell here. Jackie, welcome.
Dr. Adell, this is Jackie. Thank you so much for taking my call. I really enjoy your program and your no-nonsense attitude to the health world.
Thank you.
As I told Heather, my brother suffered a stroke a week and a half ago. Not a stroke. I keep saying that. He went into coma a week and a half ago at work. His boss found him slumped over his desk. And his face was purple. He had a slight their pulse. And when the paramedics came, his heart stopped. They resuscitated him. And he's been essentially comatose ever since. He's 65. He's a diabetic. They found no cause of why this happened, heart attack or stroke. His vitals are really good, lungs, heart, kidneys. He's on some respiration, but it's getting better. But they're basically throwing up their hands. This is in Huntsville, Alabama, and they're saying, well, he'll just never come out of it, and we think we should pull the plug, which at this point there is some respiration assistance, but the plug means his feeding tube, which is essentially starving him to death. And, of course, we're not very in favor of all this. And they've done two MRIs, and it just shows brain damage. I was wondering, I've heard of a test called PET, and I was wondering if you would recommend that or another type of test to determine what kind of brain activity.
Yeah, did you say PET, P-E-T? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's a tough one. Oh, these are the most heartrending cases of all. Because everybody's heard of someone in that situation, and then they wake up. And, of course, we don't hear about the tens of thousands of people in that situation, and they don't wake up. And how do we determine brain death, which is what we're looking for? In other words, there is no chance of your brother's brain coming back. It would be a different kind of decision. And it's tough. I'm curious what happened. You said his heart stopped. It must have been a heart attack. If he had a heart attack, the brain's deprived of oxygen for a certain amount of time. And the brain can survive with no oxygen for a various amount of time, from 4 or 5 minutes up to 10 minutes. And depending on body temperature, a whole bunch of other things. And there was a case in an English European tabloid over the weekend that I didn't tell you on the air, but it was a guy who supposedly was 23 years in a coma, but he was awake the whole time. He could hear everything everybody was saying, but he was completely, totally paralyzed, so he could not communicate it. He's still paralyzed and can communicate with a computer, so according to the tabloid article. But these are the kind of things that strike fear in our hearts. There are standards. They are very strict of what criteria doctors have to use before making that recommendation. Now, the fact is that he can breathe and his vital functions are doing well. They pull out that stomach tube. He's not going anywhere. I mean, a human being can live weeks and weeks and weeks without food. Water is a little trickier. And I think that you're not secure with what they are doing. And if an MRI is showing a lot of brain damage, that can be important and that can be objective. And there are other kinds of tests. If you need help, and this is like a place where there's a big hole in medical care. Wouldn't it be nice if you could call somebody, a neurologist that you knew in your area, who could look at the records, who could confer with these doctors and translate to you and tell you, yeah, sounds like the right thing is going on. I mean, he lives a far away from you, et cetera, et cetera. So, without details, I can't put numbers on it, which is what you'd like. What are the chances he'll be fine? And I have a friend of mine recently went through a terrible, terrible situation, and they pulled his plugs, and he just kept on trucking. And now he's able to talk and communicate a little bit. I'm not privy to all the intimate details of that case either, but it seemed hopeless. So try to find an ombudsman. Some hospitals have them, that they can intervene for you and help interpret all this, because this is obviously critical, and also other relatives down there. I wish I could be more specific with you, Jackie. All right. Let's talk to, Charles. How you doing, Charles?
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Doctor, I have cataracts, and I'm just curious, what happens if a person doesn't take care of them?
Nothing. The cataract's really not a disease. There's an extreme form where the lens turns white, 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 and you can look in the pupil of that person and see a white spot where instead of a black spot, in the middle of your color part of your eye, you see a round black opening. And if you see pure white in there, then that's about as bad as a cataract. And sometimes they can leak and cause inflammation, but that's rare in my experience. So if you you can see fine, you can leave them until you can see fine and then operate on them. It used to be something that doctors often were aggressive about. And it depends. If you like to read the stock tables every day, you need more refined vision than if you like to work in the garden. So it's not a disease. You can let them go if you want to. Juan, this is Dr. Udell. You're on the air, Juan. Juan?
Yes. Hi, Dr.
Yes. Yes, you're on the air, sir.
Yes. My question is, I got some chronic bad breath, and I would like to know the source or the cause of it.
Yes. Well, bad breath is interesting. It has a lot of causes. I would suppose, Juan, the most common cause is a dry mouth, which can be from medications, from cold medication, mental health medications. It goes on and on and on. Or just mouth breathing. But perhaps as common, if not more, are germs in the mouth, obviously, or the tongue is where they think they reside, that create the malodors, in which case there's a bunch of things that you can do. It can come from the stomach. Infected sinuses can do it. But in general, the most common forms have to do with pockets of bacteria in the mouth creating the odors, unless it's an odor that's familiar. Now, I've seen people that go, where? They come and doc, and my wife says, I got bad breath, and then you go, woo-wee, and it's like terrible garlic. Well, yeah, I ate a lot of raw cloves of garlic. Well, that's what it is, you know, so it can be obvious. One thing to check is whether it comes from your mouth or your nose. So find someone you trust, like really trust, pinch your nose, breathe out through your mouth, see if it smells. Then close your mouth, breathe out through your nose, and see if there's a difference. Sometimes you can localize it to a polyp or sinusitis or something going on up there. In general, good hygiene will help. See a dentist is probably the first person to see because they'll find pockets in your gums and stuff you didn't know you have. So someone needs to look and just do the obvious cursory investigation. You'd be amazed how many people with halitosis don't do that. And then you look in, you see all kinds of reasons for it. All right, guys, Scoot, 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-TALK.
Ben Putnam here to tell you about our brand new Putnam Chrysler Jeep Dodge dealership in Burlingame. We just unlocked our showroom doors and filled our huge lot with the impressive 2010 Chrysler Jeep Dodge lineup. To celebrate, Putnam is taking $6,000 off the sticker price of every 2010 Jeep Grand Cherokee in stock. No games, no gimmicks. Pick your Jeep Grand Cherokee, take a look at the sticker, then take off $6,000. Putnam has the largest Jeep inventory in the Bay Area with plenty of Grand Cherokees in stock. So we have the one you're looking for. Let's review. Putnam Chrysler Jeep Dodge is celebrating our grand opening by taking $6,000 off the sticker price of every Grand Cherokee in stock. No games, no gimmicks. Pick your 2010 Jeep Grand Cherokee, take a look at the sticker, then take off $6,000. Only at Putnam Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Burlingame.
Customer cash allowance plus dealer discount equal to $6,000 off MSRP. Offer expires November 30th, 2009. No games, no gimmicks.
What if we told you you have instant access to exciting perks that'll make your everyday life a little more special? Well, with a Visa Signature credit card, you do. Because with Visa Signature, you get great perks like an exclusive opportunity to participate in fantasy camp at the 49er training facility in Santa Clara on Sunday, December the 6th. Test out your pass in kicking and catching skills. Your Visa Signature package includes two tickets to participate in the fantasy camp, a meet and greet with a 49er alumni player, and a VIP tour of the 49ers training facility. Following the camp, you'll watch the 49ers take on Seattle on television from a team meeting room while you enjoy a lunch buffet. For more information on purchasing tickets to this once-in-a-lifetime event, visit Visa.com/signature. Visa, proud sponsor of the San Francisco 49ers. So look in your wallet. If your card says Visa Signature, you're just a click away from dozens of perks in addition to the points, miles, or cash back your Visa already gives you. To check out the full list of perks, visit Visa.com/signature. More people go with Visa. Offer subject to availability and other restrictions may apply. Purchases must be made with a valid U.S.-issued Visa Signature card.
Hey, it's Juliana Rancic live on the red carpet with the winner of Entertainer of the Year, the Comcast Hollywood Triple Play. With me now, Shaquille O'Neal and Ben Stein.
Thank you, thank you.
So guys, what's all the buzz about?
This is the real deal for movie lovers. Yeah, you get access to thousands of on-demand choices.
Ooh, fierce.
Plus the Hollywood Premiere Movie Pass,
which includes an additional 24 new release on-demand movies your first year. That's worth $150, Juliana.
Wow, sounds like a hit.
This is the biggest thing since you, Ben.
Comcast presents the Hollywood Value Plus Triple Play. With thousands of on-demand choices, lightning-fast internet, and unlimited local calling for just $99 a month for the first 12 months. Plus, you'll get the Hollywood Premiere Movie Pass, which gives you 24 new release on-demand movies your first year. But hurry, this offer is only showing until December 6th. Call 1-800-COMCAST now.
New residential customers only. After 1 year, regular rates apply. Equipment installation, taxes, and fees extra.
Hi, everybody. Let's talk to Tony in Sandpoint. How you doing, Tony?
Doing fine, thank you. How are you?
Fine, sir.
My son got the first swine flu vaccination, and then he was absent on the day of the second. And now they don't have it again for a while. Does he have to start over? Is there a time frame? I assume he needs the second one.
Well, he should. It's an interesting question. Some kids get full protection from the first shot, and I forgot the exact numbers, and that's how we measure it. To get an antibody level up to where we want it, so you're likely to fight off the infection. So he may be just fine. And if he's not, he's certainly way better off than if he had gotten no flu shot whatsoever. So the question becomes, you did the right thing, and he's better than he was before getting any flu shot, and now how do you get that second one? Now, what about that second one? This is one of the more embarrassing things going on in the world scientific and medical community. You know, in Europe, China, all over the place, it's a one-shot flu vaccine. You know why? Because American officials decided the American public would have trouble understanding why we were putting adjuvants in the vaccine. An adjuvant is something that's in oil, a little oil in the vaccine. Sawdust. Our early vaccines that had adjuvants in them contained some strange things. It seems that anything that causes a little extra inflammation at the site where you inject it increases the body's immune system reaction, sometimes fourfold. So the truth is we could use the same amount of vaccine we have here in this country and reach four times the people, eight times, because we have to do two shots. And in Europe, that's what's going on. So we could take the same vaccines we have right now, go to a lab, take it up and break it into four times the amount of vaccines that we have now. But because Americans, you know, trust talk shows more than they do their doctors, scientists, and public health experts, unfortunately, they were afraid to do it. And so now we have to do two shots on our kids. So I think your kid will be okay, but try to find a second one. Join us for the next program. Till then, be well.
Join the KGO Listener Club now at KGOradio.com and win free stuff. This week, win tickets to see one of the great shows at the Warfield, like David Archuleta, Styx, the Brian Setzer Orchestra, or the Comedians of Chelsea Handler. Next week, experience San Francisco's Union Square by winning tickets to enjoy the Safeway Holiday Ice Rink, dinner at the historic John's Grill, and an overnight stay at the Galleria Park Hotel. Want to win? Gotta join the Listener Club at KGOradio.com.
Hi, it's Gil Gross. Back a few years ago, I woke up with pain in my heels, which was weird. I thought I'd bruised the bone or something. It was plantar fasciitis, and the answer was getting the right arch support, and the result was pain just went away, period, as in gone. By the way, this is not an age thing. I know kids who use arch supports, and as with all my adult friends, they're from Goodfeet, which make them here in the USA with every one, custom fitted to every individual. Getting that arch correctly supported gets the whole foot in its ideal position. That reduces pressure and pain from feet, ankles, knees, legs, hips, back, and they've got styles for every kind of shoe, from sneakers to high heels. Now, there are five Goodfeet stores in the Bay Area: Campbell, Daly City, Pleasant Hill, Santa Rosa, and Fairfield. That's the store I walked into, where they're really nice. And where, get this, their aim was to just get this right. Have you as a customer once, have you out of pain and on your way. Now, for more information, just give them a call at 1-866-FIT-FEET. 1-866-FIT-FEET, or you can visit them online at goodfeetbayarea.com.
So it's Thanksgiving, and you're probably thinking pumpkin pie. Mrs. Smith's pumpkin pie is amazing. Light, flaky crust, and in the oven, it fills the house with such a heavenly smell. Good choice, that Mrs. Smith's pumpkin pie. But why not go all out? How about a Mrs. Smith's apple, blueberry, cherry, or peach pie? Or all of them on your table together? Oh, you can always just take a little bite of each.
This Thanksgiving, look for Mrs. Smith's pies in your grocer's freezer.
It's Gil Gross. So what exactly happened on the BART platform this time? We'll look into it and take your calls in KGO San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland. It is 2 o'clock.